The Holy Gospel for today is taken from the 10th chapter of the Gospel of St. John. Jesus said, "Very truly I tell you, anyone who does not enter the sheepfold by the gate, but climbs in by another way, is a thief and a bandit. The one who enters by the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. The gatekeeper opens the gate for him, and the sheep hear his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought out all his own, he goes ahead of them, and the sheep follow him because they know his voice. They will not follow a stranger, but they will run from him because they do not know the voice of strangers." Jesus used this figure of speech with them, but they did not understand what he was saying to them. So again, Jesus said to them, "Very truly I tell you, I am the gate for the sheep. All who came before me are thieves and bandits. But the sheep did not listen to them. I am the gate. Whoever enters by me will be saved and will come in and go out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly." This is the gospel of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
So I'll start off with a story. A man dies, and he goes to heaven. And who meets him at the pearly gates but St. Peter, exactly. And St. Peter says, okay, here's how this works. You need 100 points to make it into heaven. So you tell me all the good things that you've done in your life, and I'll give you a certain number of points for each thing, depending on how good it is. And when you reach 100 points, we'll welcome you in. Okay, the man says, I was married to the same woman for 50 years and was faithful to her, even in my heart. St. Peter says, oh, that's wonderful. That's worth 3 points. 3 points. Okay. He says, well, I attended church all my life, and I supported the ministry of the church with my tithes and with service. Terrific, St. Peter said. That's certainly worth 1 point. 1 point, the man says. Okay, how about this? I started a soup kitchen in my city, and I worked in a shelter for homeless teens. Oh, that's fantastic, St. Peter said. That's 2 more points. 2 points, the man cries. He said, at this rate, the only way I'll get into heaven is by the grace of God. And to that, St. Peter said, now you've got it. Come on in. So I was listening to the radio, and the talk show hosts were all chattering. And usually I will change radio stations when that happens, but for whatever reason, I left it on. And one of them had mentioned that he was in the grocery store. And one of the things he likes to do when he's in the grocery store is to check out all the magazines and tabloids that are at the checkout stand. He said he often gets good material for his shows when he does that. And he said, I wasn't disappointed when I went to the store yesterday. He said, I noticed one headline that read, Famous People in Hell. And then he said, it kind of made me wonder. I didn't read the article, but who's there? So his colleagues chimed in and started listing names. Hitler, Jim Jones, maybe Osama bin Laden. And they said a couple more, and then the man said, do you suppose that there's reserved seating for others? And they all laughed, and I laughed too, and then I thought, well, wait a second, this really isn't funny at all. Because for far too long, people have been concerned about doing exactly what they were doing. The church has done this, you know, taking sides and trying to decide who's in and who's out, who's right and who's wrong. Who who's going to get to float around on fluffy white clouds in heaven doing whatever we do, playing the harp? And who's going to go to hell in a handbasket? And I think it's important to be really clear. I'm not excusing or condoning crimes that people commit. I think we are held accountable not only by society for the things that we do that hurt people, but also we will have to account for how we live our lives before God. But what concerns me is when we as the church take on that role of God as judge, of deciding who's going to go to hell or who might be there. Too often throughout history, the church is quick to judge, to draw these lines, to pick sides and to defend those sides. We are right and they are wrong. I think this is Jesus' main issue with the Pharisees. The Pharisees thought that they were right, and that because they were right, they were closer to God. And then they began drawing lines of who was inside the circle of God's grace and who was way outside the boundaries of God's love. But Jesus told them they were missing something significant. But that's our human nature. It's just too easy for us to draw lines about questions and things that challenge us. You know, some of the hot topics in the church, things like abortion. We want to know who's right and who's wrong. Capital punishment. You know, who's in and who's out. Challenging one for us in the Lutheran Church is homosexuality. We want to draw those lines. But the problem is when we become so concerned about who's right and who's wrong, who's inside and who's outside, pretty soon we box ourselves in. And then when we feel boxed in, we build big fences, kind of like the kids did, build fences, fences of defenses as to why we are right and why others are wrong. I think the saddest part of this is that those who, for whatever reason, find themselves outside of this box, they can't find their way back inside the church, even if they want to. You know, what I often hear from people who want to come back to church after being away for a while, or come to the church for the first time, what I hear from them is fear. Fear of condemnation. Fear of judgment. Fear from judgment and condemnation from God, and especially fear or condemnation or judgment from the church. They often will say it in a humorous way. I don't want the roof to cave in on me. I don't know, we may have a few cracks, but so far the ceiling hasn't fallen in yet, has it? I don't know. It's important for us to talk about this. I told Eric this morning, he's like, I don't want to preach this sermon. But it's important for us to talk about this because so many people outside the church are longing for something more. They're longing with a longing that they can't always explain. A longing to know and be known. To discover meaning and purpose. For a deeper experience of love and community. A sincere desire to get in touch with their spirituality. To know that as they journey through life, they are not alone. Desire for their children to experience a sense of belonging to something greater. We know that this is a longing for God. a longing for a relationship with God, to be a part of a community of faith, to be a part of the body of Christ. But people don't always know how to get into the church. And I'm not talking about them literally not knowing where our front doors are or what time our services are. Those are easy things to find out. What I'm talking about is how they have experienced or expect the church to be like a box, with those who are inside being right and them on the outside being wrong. Or somehow that because they are outside, they are outside those parameters of God's love. This isn't what Jesus meant in today's gospel when he said, "I am the gate." He is not a gate that keeps some people out and some people in. Jesus is the gate who opens the way when there doesn't seem to be any other way. He is the gate who opens up God's love to us. He's the gate that opens up God's forgiveness to all people. He is the gate that lets us all in to experience the grace of God. And when we are open to Christ, when we are open to this love, this forgiveness, and this grace, our closed box is transformed. Transformed into the cross of Christ. Now, Jesus encourages us not so much to choose sides, but to always reach out, to reach outside our comfort zones, and to choose love, to love God with all our heart, with all our mind, with all our soul, with all our strength. To love God as we love our neighbor as ourselves. Jesus is not as concerned about us being right as he is concerned about us being in right relationships with one another. To reach out with that love and welcome so that all people can experience the love of God in Jesus Christ. Jesus tells us, "I am the gate." And he's the best kind of gate. The gate that opens our hearts and our lives to the love and grace of God. As the people of God, we are not called to judge like God. We are called instead to love like Christ. Christ is the gate that creates a way for all of us to enter into the grace of God. Those who are searching, lost and lonely, and those who are convinced they are right. We are all welcome. Jesus welcomes us all in and shows us the way to God's love and forgiveness, to life in all its fullness. In Christ, there are no outsiders. And the roof is held up by the grace of God. Thanks be to God. Amen.